Hello and welcome to another edition of the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. Today we are going to check in with our resident serial entrepreneur, John Warner. John is also founder of InnoVenture. He joins us now by phone from his office in Greenville, South Carolina. John, welcome back to the program.
Hi, Mike.
Now, I understand that you recently did have a chance to speak to a state legislative subcommittee on economic development about a topic that's near and dear to your heart.
That's right, Mike. South Carolina House Speaker Merle Smith has formed a committee to bring proposals to attract and retain transformative industry in our state, prepare a modern workforce. That's really what we want to do, isn't it?
Well, it is. The more modern the workforce, the more the higher paying jobs will be here.
You know, so to do that, we need to grow the innovation ecosystem that exists in the state. And there's a number of entities that already exist. I mean, colleges and universities, economic development agencies. We have great industry in the state. We have some investors in the state. You know, we have K-12 that's educating students. But what we really need is an innovation engine that pulls all these organizations together. For example, 28% of college students are graduating and they're leaving the state to go to work for someplace else. And so I presented the committee about creating innovation engines, and the obvious question is, where has this been done before? And the National Science Foundation has a program called Regional Innovation Engines, funding organizations that'll create these kind of innovation ecosystems. And I actually applied for a grant to create an innovation ecosystem in South Carolina. And so we did a deep dive into this, and we talked to faculty members and industry and even students. And so the Great Jobs Act that Representative Celeste Davis and I are proposing is kind of based on this National Science Foundation program. And then a few years ago, I actually went to Israel as a part of a South Carolina-Israel collaborative and met a company called the Trendlines Group. And the best way to describe these folks is it was a professional team of people that was a startup factory. BMW makes cars. The Trendline Groups made startup companies. That's what they did. It'd be pretty cool to have something like that in South Carolina, wouldn't it?
Yeah. Is this company already talking to people here in our state now?
Well, they're not talking to people in our state, but we're definitely inspired by their example. They're working with Israeli universities. So the question is, what kind of universities could we work with here? Clemson and South Carolina have some strong research programs and things like advanced manufacturing and mobility, which, you know, align with industry in the state. The General Assembly, for example, funded the Center of Economic Excellence Act, which provided $400 million for endowed research chairs in the state. And these folks, you know, they're preeminent scholars. They're attracting research dollars from out of state, from the National Institute of Health, or the National Science Foundation, the Department of Defense. So these are real dollars that are coming from out of state into South Carolina, and they're funding salaries of faculty and graduate students and even having a spillover effect into vendors. But maybe the most important asset they're producing is graduate students who are pursuing master's and PhD degrees. They're becoming real technical experts in their field. Prior graduates, you know, alumni across the country and around the world, there are several hundred thousands of South Carolina graduates that are now experts. And imagine our ability to create a network of them and begin to pull some of that talent back into the state. That would be pretty awesome, wouldn't it?
Well, of course it would. This is all part of your presentation that you made to the subcommittee, and I'm assuming you got some interesting feedback?
I did. You know, many legislatures I've talked to, the idea is let's focus on the young people in South Carolina today. You know, the young people in K-12, and we really need them to engage in STEM programs, that's science, technology, engineering, and math, so that they can, you know, have a great job. We really need to focus on the undergraduate and the technical college students to make sure there's a great job for them in South Carolina. They don't have to move out of state to find a job. And in particular, we need to make sure that those that have decided to become technical experts by getting a master's or PhD, that they can stay in South Carolina, because they're going to be really the leaders in transforming our economy. And so I found, you know, good feedback from legislators, from industry associations and others that, you know, if we could do this, it'd be a really good thing.
Well, John, thanks so much for your time. We look forward to the next update.
Thanks, Mike.
John Warner is a serial entrepreneur and founder of InnoVenture. He spoke to us by phone from his office in Greenville, South Carolina. Remember, you can hear the show again at our webpage, southcarolinapublicradio.org. And you can find us wherever you find your podcasts. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.